Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. During the First World War, Ireland was home to a thriving coal mining industry. One such was the family-owned Castle Comer Mine in County Kilkenny. When war broke out, demand for the coal increased, along with demand for another associated asset, horses. Owner of the estate yard, Earl Delaney, and local historian John Kirwan take up the story.
Coal mining, it dates back to the early 1600s. The first reference to coal mining in Castle Comer was around that time. The estate was owned by a family called Wandesford, or Prior Wandesford. They were from Yorkshire originally. They came to Castle Comer in 1635 and developed the town, Castle Comer. They developed the coal mines, and it was, in the early days, was very primitive, shallow coal seams. Developed over the years as the seams, the deeper seams were exploited and employment grew, technology, steam engines, conveyors, all those things helped to in the extraction of the coal.
The modern history of the coal mine started around 1905 when Henry, Captain Richard Henry of Prior Wandesford, as a young man, took control of the mines here in Castle Comer. So he was all the time during his life trying to make sure the mine was paying its way, was being productive, was giving employment, and this was one of the key objectives of his life.
The building you can see down the lower yard here with circular windows, it was the stable for the hunt horses, so all the best horses were kept here. This was the deluxe stable. There would have been, living in the yard, there could have been anything up to 10 or 12 stable boys and lads that would have kept all the horses in good order. And some of the photographs you see, and they're beautifully presented, all the horses, so nicely clipped and brushed. Well, as happened in so many places, there was, when the war broke out, there was an enormous demand for horsepower. The cavalry was still very much a part of the army, both sides, German and British armies. And there was requisitioning of horses, farm horses, up and down the country in Ireland and also in Britain as well. All the surplus farm horses were requisitioned by the military to go to service. Now, we have photographs taken here in the yard in 1914, and rather sad photographs, really, to think that all these horses were lined out waiting just to be shipped to France and never to come back.
Well, Captain Richard Henry, Prior Wandesford, he was in his 40s at this stage. He need not have gone to the front. He did actually go, and he was for about 18 months during 1915, I think, and into 1916. He was largely part of the logistics, and his main occupation was looking after the livestock and the wagons to get the ammunition and all the other supplies to the front line. And his eldest son, Christopher, was just 18 when he enlisted, and he was commissioned the following year in 1915, and he survived at the front from June 1915 until June 1917, when he was gassed while trying to rescue a colleague from a trench.
There's a story has been told locally. People were quite superstitious in those times, and some of the older people told me this story about one night the stable boys here in the yard heard a disturbance, and they went to this stable, the hunt stable, and they found this mare that was Christopher Wannister's horse. He was a young officer at the time. He was less than 20 years old. And they went in during the night, found his horse in very distressed state, and they calmed down the horse, and they all wondered what was the reason for this upset during the night. And the next day, the telegram came to say that Christopher had been killed.
And when that telegram came to the big house, Christopher's mother, Florence, was in the process of writing a letter to her son. And this letter, which was never sent, was kept. She has written on the envelope, "My last letter to my beloved first son." One of the souvenirs of his infancy was one of his early booties, which he kept with the same letter.
Castle Comer, in County Kilkenny. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.